think we have made the point that conditional access is about the content. So when we refer to control system, we're talking about the control of the device and the mobility of the device. So conditional access controls access to the content. Conditional access, again, makes, therefore, the set-top box to be permanent. This is why, with our pay operator here, we've had so many, many iterations of boxes up to now. They've introduced so many boxes. It becomes permanent because you are running a pay operation system that requires this conditional access to control your access to their content. Whereas, when you control the box, it is a once-off. It lasts within the period or the lifespan of the box, and there's another honorable member who asked about how long these boxes will last. These boxes should last. That's going to depend on the robustness of the manufacturing process that would enable them to stay long. What we, with the budget that we have, we are looking at a box that will last not less than 5 years, because we do know that studies elsewhere have demonstrated that the transformation or the migration of people from analog television sets here to digital televisions, IDTV, takes between 7 to 10 years. So our set-top boxes, we are hoping, will last that period. And because we intend that the migration to IDTV should occur very fast.